Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Not Guilty. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, here's a great truth, saints. You know why he didn't open his mouth? So you can open your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord just feel it in their hearts. No, no. Let the redeemed of the Lord open your mouth. What courage and strength it took for him to bite his lip when all he had to do is say, I appeal to the throne of justice. I am innocent. I don't deserve any of this. I call on the justice of the Almighty. If he had, that place would have been shaken. Those angels would have showed up. He'd have been instantly delivered. Are you glad he didn't open his mouth? Come on, are you glad he didn't open his mouth? But him not opening his mouth gave me the right to open our mouth and to give the testimony that I have been made clean. I have been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 How did they overcome him? Turn to 2 Corinthians 5 with me. They overcame him with two things. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Actually, this is talking about two witnesses. Let everything be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, because the blood is an eternal witness. Did you know that? The blood of the Lamb is vibrant and alive right now. It is on the mercy seat in heaven, in the Holy of Holies. And it is speaking. Said out loud,
the blood
speaks. Hebrews 12 says that Jesus, 12:24 says Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant and the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Amen. God said, you know, when Cain killed Abel, he said, where's your brother? He lied and said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Amen. Well, what was Abel's blood crying? What was it testifying and saying? It's saying Cain is guilty. Cain killed me. Avenge me. Right? What's the blood of the Lamb saying? It's saying something a whole lot better. It's speaking better things. Oh, glory to God. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us. He's at the right hand of the Father. His blood is on the mercy seat. And that blood is saying, innocent. Innocent. Clean. Made holy. Made worthy. Made righteous. Made accepted. And it says it all day, and it says it all night, and it says it every day of every week, and every week of every month, and every year, forever and ever and ever and ever. It will never lose its power, and it will never stop speaking. But that is not enough to set you free. That alone is not enough for you to personally experience all the freedom and blessing that that brings. What else must there be? You have to add your witness to the witness of the blood. What do you think you ought to say? You ought to say exactly the same thing that the blood is saying. Right? Don't say anything any different than what the blood is saying. Agree with the blood. Agree with what the blood is saying. It's speaking good things over you, not bad things over you. Good things over you. 2 Corinthians 5, are you there? In closing, I think. Verse 17, what does it say? If any man be in Christ, he's an old sinner. Doing the best he can. Trying to make it in. No, that's unbiblical church idea. He is a new creation. All things are passed away. When memories come to you, you need to holler, passed away. Passed away. Passed away. What happened to all them sins? Oh, they passed away. Sorry to hear about it. No, I'm not. What about all those problems you used to have? They passed away. I'm quoting scriptures. They passed away. And behold, all things are become new. 18. And all things are of God, who's reconciled unto himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Skip down to verse 21. For he, God, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 1:30, don't turn there, but it says, in Christ Jesus of God, He's been made to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. The Bible says we've been accepted in the beloved, Ephesians says. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Was Jesus made sin with our sin?
Yes.
Go back to 2 Corinthians 5:21 up there. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Was he really made sin with our sin?
Yes.
Did he become sin with our sin?
Yes.
Was our guilt and our shame put on him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then after having gone to the heart of the earth, after having paid the price for your and my guilt and sin and shame, was he raised from the dead completely free from all of that sin and guilt and shame?
Yes.
The Bible says when he appears, he will be without sin. Why would you say that? Whose sin will he appear without? So what? Where's our sin?
It's gone.
It passed away. It passed away. Where's our sin? Did he really, after having been made sin with all our sin, was he then made so righteous that he came into the very throne room of God and sat down at the right hand of majesty with no vestige of sin or guilt or condemnation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then this proves that everybody who believes on him, no matter how vile or how sinful, has now been made so righteous as to be able to come boldly into the throne of God, the holiest, purest place in the universe, having been made righteous, made holy, made worthy by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony. How do you become righteous? Put up on the screen Romans 10, 9 and 10. How does a person become righteous? Romans 10, 9 and 10 says it. If you'll confess with your mouth, with your mouth, with your mouth. Tell your neighbor, help me out. Tell your neighbor, with your mouth. With your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, what'll happen? You'll be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart, man does what? Believes unto what? Unto what?
Righteousness.
The church has been preached that it's been forgiven and doesn't have to go to hell. The church has not been preached to that it is righteous. In fact, the church has been taught to confess its sins, not to confess righteousness in God. So you have a sin-conscious church. So you got a guilty church. You got an unworthy, ashamed church. That'll keep you out of the throne room. That'll keep you from praying boldly. It'll keep you from facing the devil down. Come on, are you listening? It'll keep you defeated. Oh, but when you find out, when you find out what it means that the blood has been shed and the blood is speaking, it'll change you on the inside out. You'll become as bold as a lion. You'll pray like Jesus prayed. Whoo, come on, you'll walk. You'll face storms and demons and disease like Jesus did it. Why? Because he's a righteous man. That's how a righteous man operates. And did you know that you are? You are a righteous man? What about your sins? What about your mistakes? What about your failures? Aren't you guilty? Aren't you ashamed? Aren't you embarrassed?
No.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Woo, glory to God. Are you righteous or unrighteous? I want to hear your testimony. Huh? I want you to say this out loud just like this. I have been made righteous. That's your testimony. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't merit it. It's not because you lived perfectly. Say it again. I have been made righteous.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Not Guilty, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 2nd, as we begin our week-long marriage enrichment meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.